playing fast and playing slow and playing with the tempo, how do you know what to do rhythmically when? Well, any tempo, whether it's slow or fast, you can play multiples of the beat, or you can play what's the opposite of a multiple, a divisor, a fraction of the beat or something. So we're doing in the key of G. Play along with us. And this is 4-4, and then the whole note. Let's just review our elements and then free play all the elements. The whole note occupies all four beats, so. Hammer-ons and pull-offs, me personally, because my pick can't keep up with that. So, now I'm not saying you should practice continuous 16ths, because that can get tiring. So we'll mix it in with eighth notes, like. So within a sea of eighth notes, you do a few hammer-ons and pull-offs, and that makes 16ths. 1, 2, 3, go. Hard, right? It's just, hopefully, does it feel okay? Feel like you feel good? there's more to the story on the, there's lots of other rhythms you can do, like triplet based rhythms we won't go into right now. What I'd like to do is like do different examples of tempos. So if a tempo is, I'm not gonna do 60 because that's a like half of 120, but let's say just some other number, like I don't know, like 94. I happen to go to 94. Considerably slower. So the feel is going to be different. Like, but all our elements are still there, except perhaps maybe there's another rhythm above that. If it's that much slower, we could do a rhythm above that. I don't know. Like, that's eighth notes. That's 16th. So you might be able to do 30 seconds here, like. So let's just explore that for a second. Let's just do all the elements and then I'll get it to 32. So whole notes, 2, 3, go. Now half notes. So every once in a while, if you move your finger twice, this is 16th, like 1 and a 2 and a 3 and then, oh wait, that's triplets. That's 16th. No, that's triplets. So that's not exactly 30 seconds. That's triplets. That would be 30 seconds. How can you tell? Because you need 8 notes within one beat times 4, 32 in one bar. Let's just see. I would have to go like, like, let's just do one beat. It'd be, like, so that's maybe, you know, it's not really helpful until we get to triplets. Triplets you could do. But anyway, the same spiel applies. You're just at a different tempo. Now let's go to a different tempo, like 158. All right. So 16ths may have to come off the map here. So you got like 3, 4, you got whole and then half. I'm not sure what my max tempo is. I think when I do economy picking, I can only play 16ths up to like 70 or something, so not that far from where we are right now. Like, I was pretty near max right there. So it shouldn't matter if something's super slow or fast. You can just double it. Now let's go super slow. The slowest you might meet is like a really slow blues is like 40, but probably for you, it'd be more like 50 or 60. Let's try 50. Like if I play. Actually, this is triplet bass, so never mind that. If I'm. But that's no. See, that's no longer 50, that's 100. Keep the tempo here, so try it. Here's, now your chord, whole notes are super slow. 3, 4, I'm sorry, I flipped, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 2, 3, let's do half notes. And then quarters. And then eighth notes would sound like that. And then 16ths. And then here 30 seconds aren't going to be a problem at all. About this, so you'd have to go like that. So I don't know how many was that. Was it, if it was 16, like, let me do my little riff. So if I can get all that into one beat, yeah, I think it was. So that's 64th notes. I'm not trying to show up. I'm just doing the math. Now we're missing out on triplets. Triplets are important, but I think for now keep it just to that. So this, do it at 50, and you have a lot of rhythmic leeway, and we'll get to triplets in a minute. So here we go. So just jam out any of those rhythms from 1 to 64 notes in a bar. 3, 4, like. Triplets I'm doing. I'm not quite doing 64ths.
is.
That feels pretty good. Like, possibilities are endless. And don't forget, this is a big one. I'm gonna make a new file on this one.